I wish I could tell you more, but I'm not at liberty to, because what I'm going to talk about is fairly complicated, and meaning that there are lots of different people involved, and I don't think any of them would be as comfortable as I would be about telling the whole story. So here it is. I'm going to deliver a speech, and the speech is from the father of the groom. Yes, I'm going to the UK today, and tomorrow I will be standing up at some time in the day and delivering a father of the groom speech at a celebration of the wedding of one of my sons. That much I can safely say. I can't tell you anything about the form of the wedding or anything like that, because it isn't really, I'm not at liberty to disclose all of that. I can't even tell you the name of the person that is getting, people that are getting married. They are very much more private than I am. But what I can tell you about is this. I'm very nervous. Yes, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about the whole thing, really. And it's a complicated business. There are families involved. There are individuals involved. There are biographies involved. There's history involved. There's communities involved. There's the meeting, the greeting, the linking between people involved. And I'm at the heart of it. I'm not, you know, an observer on the edge. I'm right at the heart of it. So, you know, there's no way I can adopt my more comfortable position, which is feeling myself to be on the edge, looking in and out at the same time. So what help can you give me? What help can the universe give me as a father of the groom? How to handle the situation? Anything that you have to say to me would be grateful. How to speak? Now, I'm one of the few people that I know who love making speeches. I'm very, very comfortable with them. The reason is that I wasn't any good at doing them when I was at school. I was in the debating society. I wasn't any good at that. I went to university. I did quite a lot of political speech making, and I wasn't very good at that either. But I gradually practiced making speeches so much that I learned how to not do them so badly. So basically, I then gradually learned that it's possible to love the experience of speaking impromptu to a group of people. And I've developed one or two core techniques that have helped me, and I'm probably the person who would be most keen to stand up completely unprepared and give a speech to 1,000 people. That's it. But, as you can see, I'm far from here I am today, the day I'm going to get on a plane, and I've got about 9 starts to my speech, you know. And even that, it isn't so much starts to the speech, it's the strategy of the speech. You know, do I begin with my son? Do I begin in the room with my son, speaking to him, speaking and building from that individual connection between me and him to the community of people that will be there? Or do I begin with the father of the bride? Do I begin with him? Do I begin speaking man to man, father of the bride to me in the big crowded room as if we were just the two of us, and build the speech from that point? Or do I take the safer route, which is, the father of the bride is expected to make a speech full of cliches. Sincere cliches, mind you, sincere cliches, but basically to the formula that I find on the internet. And frankly, there's very, very little for the father of the groom. I mean, there's oodles for the father of the bride. And in fact, in some cases, they give you a speech and a pro forma for a speech, and they say, this can be father of the bride or father of the groom. But there's one mother of a difference between the father of the groom and the father of the bride, right? Completely different. You know, and I don't need to tell you that. You can, I'm sure, appreciate that. So what am I going to do? Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to audio boo any more attempted rehearsals for this speech. I'm, how on earth, if only I had a start that I could get into it with. You know, I thought about, you know, I must not take the best man's speech away by telling stories about my son. You know, he's meant to have all the best stories, right? There are one or two that he hasn't got. In fact, there's the one that is two that set the character. I was the only person, well, there were only two people in the room who were there the day he was born, so I could start with a birth story. You know, what the birth was like. But then again, I suppose people would say, bloody hell, you know, you got no, that's inappropriate for reasons I won't complicate the story with. So I can't, then maybe I can, this event is happening shortly after Christmas. So perhaps I can connect it with the first Christmas that I heard my son speak and how he spoke and what he said, because that was an indicator of his character for the rest of his entire life. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I could actually just try something that I haven't tried before, which is a very bland, terribly short, and I've got a 90-second version of this. Say, I'd just like to say on behalf of my side of the family how very pleased I am to be connected with the other side of the family, and how I wish them both a very long and happy relationship. And now I wish our families a long and happy, supportive relationship, supporting them. Oh, God, I don't know. Any thoughts would be very helpful.